Good morning. 00 hours.
Clear.
83
degrees.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 01 hundred hours.
Thunderstorm.
82
degrees.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 02 hundred hours.
Thunderstorm.
82
degrees.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 03 hundred hours.
Thunderstorm.
81
degrees.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 04 hundred hours.
Clear.
80
degrees.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 05 hundred hours.
Clear.
80
degrees.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 06 hundred hours.
Clear.
80
degrees.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 07 hundred hours.
Thunderstorm.
81
degrees.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 08 hundred hours.
Clear.
83
degrees.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 09 hundred hours.
Thunderstorm.
86
degrees.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 10 hundred hours.
Clear.
87
degrees.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 1100 hours.
Sunny.
89
degrees.
Good afternoon. 1200 hours.
Sunny.
92
degrees.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 1300 hours.
Clear.
94
degrees.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 1400 hours.
Clear.
95
degrees.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 1500 hours.
Sunny.
96
degrees.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 1600 hours.
Clear. 96 degrees.
KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon, 1700 hours.
Clear.
96 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw.
KUCA, YVF, mobile.
KADAC, Repeater Saginaw.
KUCA, YVF, mobile.
WDA-PKL, listening.
KKL, I think the call was. This is KC8YVF. We are mobile.
Yeah, Ron, I recognize your voice. Call here, Whiskey Delta 8, Papa Kilowatt Lima, and I'm on a handheld.
Okay, you're hitting the repeater just fine. No problems there. I am on my way home from work.
Yeah, well, I decided to try mowing grass. Got the mower out and turned right around and backed it back in the garage and parked it. Never mind that, not today.
Yeah, that would not be a good day. Nope. Maybe real early this morning or later tonight, but it's still not going to have much relief because even at night it's still supposed to be in the 80s, so... I know, I cut mine last Friday before I headed to field day on Saturday, and it's going to have to tend to itself until the temperatures drop next week sometimes.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I don't blame you a bit. My house is air-conditioned, and stepping out of the... out onto the front deck, which I've got a huge deck out in the front of the house, was like walking out into a furnace.
Yeah, that's what I kind of said at work. I had to go outside for a little bit and came back in. I said, yeah, Mother Nature opened the door to the oven and trying to bake us here. But, yeah, I'm kind of getting what the southern states get, and they're used to. I got a cousin that lives in Arkansas, so like he said, 100 plus degrees during the summer is normal for them.
Well, that's right. I drove a truck for a while after I got tired of electronics. And I had to go down to Laredo, Texas. On the way down there, the air conditioning in the truck broke. I called the company up, and they said, well, you don't need it. Just get that load right where it's going. And I said, I'll tell you where this load's going. Okay, right back up there to Marshfield, Wisconsin. And I don't care what you do after that. If you shut the fuel card off, that's fine too. Because wherever the truck quits, that's where you can pick it up.
Yeah, that's about it. In that case, yeah. Yeah, you're going to have the air conditioning in the vehicles anymore. And I've got AC at home too. Matter of fact, I just replaced the unit about 3 or 4 years ago. So the other one had been in about 20 years. But, yeah, pretty much summers are getting warmer than they used to be. I mean, back in 70s, 80s, 90s, you rarely had 90-degree days, or if they did, you only had one here, one there, nothing of a continued length of it. So you just open the windows and let the breeze blow through, or on the cars, you open those little swing vents and on the side windows and let the air blow through, and that was your air conditioning, but things have changed in the world, getting hotter.
Just so happens a daughter lives down in Waco, Texas, and I called her up, and the day that that happened, I had called her, and Tina turned around and said, "Dad," she said, "turn that truck around," she said, "right now, in Laredo, Texas, the temperature is 125 degrees in the shade, if you could find any."
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I'll stick up here. We have to deal with the winters, but they haven't been too bad lately, and I'll take the somewhat cooler summers. I'm glad we had the weather that we had over the weekend with the upper 70, low 80 there. We were out at field day here in Saginaw for Saturday and Sunday, and it was just beautiful. It was a picture-perfect day. I don't think we've had a better weekend, both weather-wise and band condition-wise, for that. And then Monday, all this hit. If we had this weather over the weekend, it would have been oppressive at best. I don't know what we would have done. Try and keep everybody cool and operating.
Oh, yeah, I stopped out there when you guys were setting stuff up and chatted with a few of the guys, and then I came back home here and turned my own radio on, lit off the generator, and worked some field day, FT4. Even at that, with the generator operating, I couldn't run air conditioning. The generator is not good enough for that. It's only a 5 kilowatt. And the air conditioning alone would take up 3,000 watts.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
Yeah, it definitely would. That's about it. I have a generator for the house and a transfer switch for necessary circuits. And so, yeah, if I run off generator, it's the little inverter generator out in the backyard is what it would run off from. And just run the cord through the opening at the back of the house. But, yeah, the ham station's not on the generator. I do have battery backup for at least the VHF, UHF side. But if I needed to run the HF, yeah, like I said, I could run the separate generator. I got a couple of them. The little inverter generator, I can run an extension cord in and run that if I needed to for an emergency situation. Or if it was nice enough, I'll just take the radio out and set it on the patio table under the umbrella and work from there. So, no problem.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't have an inverter generator. Mine is a WEN, W-E-N, 5,500 watt. And at the time that I bought it, inverter generators weren't being built. With the one I've got, okay, it operates the electronics and everything else just fine in the house, including the amateur radio equipment. But with the ham radio equipment, I've got extra electrolytic capacitors that I attach. There's a pair of them that I put on the outputs. And let's see, each one is a 220 volt, or a 150 microfarad cap. So in parallel, you get 300 microfarad capacitor. That way, if there's any AC getting through the power supply, it won't hit the radio. That the extra caps take care of it.
That works, that's for sure. Yeah, I've got, actually I do have a wind generator, but that's the one that runs the electronics in the house, the refrigerator, the sump pump, and those type of things. But I remember years ago doing field day and that, obviously I can't carry one of those around, and it's much too loud. So at the time, I found one that several of us bought them. They had a 1,000-watt inverter generator at Sam's Club for like $270 or something like that. So I bought one, and there were like five of the other club members bought one as well. So that's what I've been using. It's worked out well. No problems. I know a couple of the other people have got different models. Some have got the Hondas. Some have got Champions and some other brands, but yeah, for at least out there, you needed something lighter to be able to carry. It only weighs probably 30 pounds and works out nice. 1,000 watts is more than enough to run 100-watt radio. 1,000 on the peak, 900 continuous, so it works out well. So if I need something for the HF side, that's what I'll... What I'll put it on, it's a nice, clean, nice signal coming out of it.
Yeah, that's great that you guys were lucky. And the Honda generators, if I had to do it over again, that's what I would have bought, or what I would buy now. But I took a look at where the Wolf Isles has them. And, man, those things are gold-plated. But they're underrated, and it's almost impossible to burn them out.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, they're really expensive, that's for sure. I've looked at some of those over the years, and the pocketbook cut pulling the money back in. Said, a little 1,000-watt, if something goes wrong with that one, I'll look at something else. But, yeah, this one has worked fine. And there were some complaints. People complaining that they had oil leaking from them and that. And basically what I found out in it is most of the people were complaining about that were overfilling the crankcase, for one thing. And the other thing is that I found out is that they came from China. Well, they had oiled the outside of the engine to keep the engine crankcase from rusting. So once you started it up, that oil would drain off and you would get a puddle of oil underneath the generator as it drained out a drain hole in the bottom. So when I got it, I took the case apart, looked it all over, and that's what I found out. So I had cleaned all of that oil off in it, and I have never had a problem with it. So I think that's what some of their complaints were, is either they're overfilling it or this was just burning off and when they first started it and they got this oil, but it was on it, everybody that I talked to, we looked at the inside that had bought one of these and they were all that way. They had coated the crankcase for shipping from China over so they wouldn't rust or whatever, and that might have been the problem. So, all right, I'm going to let you go. I just pulled into the driveway, so I'm going to get out of the somewhat cool car. It never really cooled off a lot driving home. The car is showing 97 degrees, so I'm going to go into the house. I hopefully is a little bit cooler, so we'll go see. And then I have Mike coming over, our club president, to work on some things tonight. So we'll talk to you later. This is KC8YVF. Back over to you.
All right, Ron. KC8YVF, WDAPKL. The name here is Bob. And I'll talk to you again.
All right. I'm usually on here work days at about 5 or a little after as I travel on the way home. So we might talk to you again. This is KC8YVF Claire.
KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 1800 hours. Clear. 96 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good evening. 1900 hours.
Clear.
94 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening. 2000 hours.
Clear.
91 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening. 21 hours.
Clear.
88 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening. 22 hours.
Clear.
85 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening. 23 hours.
Clear.
84
degrees.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.